look at the mountain stretching a mile high. Take a look at the ocean, far as your eye can see. And think of me. Take a look at the desert. Do you feel like a grain of sand? I am with you wherever. Where you go is where I am. And I'm always thinking of you. Take a look around you. I'm spelling it out one by one. I love you more than the sun and the stars that I taught how to shine. You are mine. Just a face in the city, and just a tear on a crowded street. But you are one in a million, and you belong to me. And I want you to know that I'm not letting go, even when you come undone. I love you more than the sun and the stars that I taught how to shine. You are mine, and you shine for me too. I love you yesterday and today and tomorrow. I'll say it again and again. I love you more.
Matthew West. The song is entitled More, letting us know how God loves us. We're going to take a look at what's happening in Israel. We know that there's quite a bit of division in the land of dreams. I'm talking about America now. And forgive me, I'm going to drop the ball on some of the pronunciations of some of these places. But we'll have the general idea. I want to ask you, do you suppose that Israel, the nation of Israel, is more unified than America? Or maybe it's unfair to put the question that way. Maybe I can ask it this way. Do you think that there is just, relatively speaking, great unity in the nation of Israel? Don't compare it to America. Let's just look at just Israel. You suppose that, for the most part, the people there are on the same page? Or do you think that there may be quite a few pages that people are singing from in the nation of Israel? Well, Pew Research Center has done some work on that very topic. And interestingly enough, even when it comes to religion, Israel is pretty divided. And as we look into this, you may find it somewhat surprising. Some of you may find it somewhat surprising that the level of division is as deep as it is, and that the division exists where it exists. And when I say where, I'm not talking about the land so much now, the geographical location so much as I am talking about now, the various factions of people who are not on the same page. Nearly 70 years after the establishment of the modern state of Israel, its Jewish population remains united behind the idea that Israel is a homeland for the Jewish people, and it's a necessary refuge from rising anti-Semitism that is taking place around the globe. But alongside those areas of unity, a major new survey by Pew also finds some deep divisions in Israeli society, and not only between Israeli Jews and the country's Arab minority, but also among the religious subgroups that make up Israeli Jewry. Nearly all Israeli Jews identify with one of four categories: the Haredi, commonly translated as ultra-Orthodox, the Dati, considered religious, the Masorti, traditional, or Ohlone, secular. Although they live in the same small country and share quite a few traditions, highly religious and secular Jews inhabit largely separate social worlds with relatively few close friends and little intermarriage outside their own groups. In fact, the survey finds that secular Jews in Israel are more uncomfortable with the notion that a child of theirs might someday marry an ultra-Orthodox Jew than they are with the prospect of their child marrying a Christian. Do you find that intriguing? I told you, I think you're going to find some pretty interesting information as we look into this. The divisions are reflected in starkly contrasting positions on quite a few public policy questions, including marriage, divorce, religious conversion, military conscription, gender segregation, and public transportation. Overwhelmingly, Haredi and Dati Jews, both generally considered Orthodox, expressed the view that Israel's government should promote religious beliefs and values, while secular Jews strongly favor separation of religion from government policy. Most Jews across the religious spectrum agree in principle that Israel can be both a democracy and a Jewish state, but they're at odds about what should happen in practice if democratic decision-making collides with Jewish law. The vast majority of secular Jews say that democratic principles should take precedence over religious law, while a similarly large share of ultra-Orthodox Jews say that religious law should take priority. Some say democratic principles should take precedence. Some say religious law should take priority. Even more fundamentally, these groups disagree on what Jewish identity is mainly about. Most of the ultra-Orthodox say that being Jewish is mainly a matter of religion. What would you say that secular Jews? What would you say secular Jews would tend to say about Jewish identity? Again, most of the ultra-Orthodox say that being Jewish is mainly a matter of religion. Most secular Jews say that it is mainly a matter of ancestry and or culture. So for the ultra-Orthodox, it's all about religion. For secular Jews, it's about heritage and culture. No doubt, Jewish identity in Israel is complex, spanning notions of religion, ethnicity, nationality, and family. In fact, when asked, "What's your present religion, if any?" virtually all Israeli Jews say they're Jewish, and almost none say they have no religion, even though roughly half describe themselves as secular, and one in five don't believe in God. For some, Jewish identity is also bound up with Israeli national pride. Most secular Jews in Israel say that they see themselves as Israeli first and Jewish second, while most Orthodox Jews say that they see themselves as Jewish first and then Israeli. The survey also looks at differences among Israeli Jews based on age, gender, education, ethnicity, and other demographic factors. For example, the Sephardim and the Mizrahim are generally more religiously observant than Ashkenazim, and men are somewhat more likely than women to say halakha, which is Jewish law, should take precedence over democratic principles. But in many respects, these demographic differences are dwarfed by the major gulf seen among the four religious subgroups that make up Israeli Jewry. This is amazing. While most Israelis are Jewish, a growing share, roughly one in five adults, belong to other groups. Most non-Jewish residents of Israel are ethnically Arab and identify religiously as Muslims, Christians, or Druze. The survey shows that Israeli Arabs generally do not think Israel can be a Jewish state and a democracy at the same time. This view is expressed by majorities of Muslims, Christians, and Druze. And overwhelmingly, all three of these groups say that if there's a conflict between Jewish law and democracy, then democracy should take precedence. Amongst those three groups, religious groups, Muslims, Christians, Druze, they say that if there's a conflict between Jewish law and democracy, democracy should take precedence. You suppose they say that because they feel that they'd be safer with regards to their religious practice? And not only with regards to their religious practice, but keep in mind that very often when one religion takes over another religion, very often the religions, the religious peoples who are overcome are badly treated as second-class citizens. And so I can see how Muslims, Christians, and Druze would say democracy should take precedence rather than Jewish law, because Muslims, Christians, and Druze are not Jews, and they would not want to find themselves having to adopt the ways of Jewish law. But this does not mean most Arabs in Israel are committed secularists. In fact, many Muslims and Christians support the application of their own religious law to their communities. 58% of Muslims favor enshrining Sharia as official law for Muslims in Israel. 55% of Christians favor making the Bible the law of the land for Christians. Notice that they're not saying make it that way for all citizens of Israel, just for the people who practice their religion. 79% of Israeli Arabs say that there's a lot of discrimination in Israeli society against Muslims, who are by far the biggest of the religious minorities. And on this issue, Jews take the opposite view. 74% say they do not see much discrimination against Muslims in Israel. 74%. Based on what we know about how discrimination goes in America, who do you think is probably more inclined to be seeing this accurately? The 79% of Israeli Arabs who say there's a lot of discrimination in Israeli society, or the 74% of Jews who say they do not see much discrimination against Muslims in Israel? Well, Jewish public opinion is divided on whether Israel can serve as a homeland for Jews while also accommodating the country's Arab minority. Nearly half of Israeli Jews say Arabs should be expelled or transferred from Israel, including roughly 1 in 5 Jewish adults who strongly agree with this position. The divisions between Jews and Arabs are also reflected in their views on the peace process. In recent years, Arabs in Israel have become increasingly doubtful that a way can be found for Israel and an independent Palestinian state to coexist peacefully. As recently as 2013, about 74% of Israeli Arabs said a peaceful two-state solution was possible. As of early 2015, 50% say such an outcome is possible. Israeli Arabs are highly skeptical about the sincerity of the Israeli government in seeking a peace agreement, while Israeli Jews are equally skeptical about the sincerity of Palestinian leaders. But there's plenty of distrust to go around. 40% of Israeli Jews say their own government is not making a sincere effort toward peace. 40%. 40% of Israeli Arabs say the same about Palestinian leaders. I gotta tell you, I really and truly appreciate the integrity on both of their parts. That 40% of Israeli Jews who say our government isn't making a sincere effort toward peace. 40% of Israeli Arabs saying their Palestinian leaders are not making a sincere effort toward peace. Who do you suppose is responsible for these violations of peace treaties? Suppose it's the people who are actually launching the missiles, the people who are firing the guns, think someone else is responsible for that.